Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of Stream of Comfort, the self-help podcast that helps you center your inner blah blah deep listening, blah skills, blah blah crystal healing, blah blah new you. In this episode, we'll be stalking traces of comfort DNA through the film The Silence of the Lambs. But first of all, lie down and relax. Not anywhere too comfortable so that you lose consciousness or choke out, but equally not anywhere too dangerous or unpredictable. Take a moment to align your breathing with your lungs. Now close your eyes and imagine that you're a new recruit in the FBI. Fresh out of Rookie Academy, you've been sent to interview a maniac who eats people. This is a time of great fear and anxiety, and you'd be right to be. Life often gets us down. It throws curveballs like this at us, and expects us to deal with them. Interview a man-eater, and you, just a green rookie, still raw and green. But you don't want to fumble this. You don't want to see red or appear yellow and end up with the blues. Many people are afraid of interviews for all sorts of reasons. Will I get the job? Will I be nervous? What if I get asked a question I can't answer? What if he eats me? Does it come off as arrogant to ask my own questions at the end? The only way to deal with these fears is to confront them. Walk down into the basement of your unconscious mind. Turn off the lights and listen to your anxieties flutter around you like fat moths. Somewhere in there, in your deepest, darkest self, you'll find a metaphorical well of well-being. It's probably a side of yourself you've neglected for a long time. Maybe you've buried precious memories in there, or even people. It's time to reframe your negativity, to ignore that naysaying inner weasel, and look to the future. Lower a rope into the well. Attach a bucket to the end. Attach 2 buckets. Take off the dead skin mask of your old self and stride confidently into that interview, a new you, a new moth, and look them in all of their eyes, silence those inner lambs, and utter what you've known to be true all along. It rubs the lotion on its skin. In this episode of Stream of Comfort, I've been saying things about The Silence of the Lambs. Thank you.